struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Hey there, merry campers. Howdy shaking. Well, whether it is you lost a bet, can't find the remote, you're in a sadomasochism, whatever the goddamn reason is, God help you, you found Sports Overnight America. iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, and tuning up Sirius XM Channel 93. How you doing out there, boys and girls? Coming to you from beautiful San Francisco, California. I'm the host of this unmitigated disaster. My name is Jerry Burke. Thank you. 1-800-878-7529, that is the phone number here. 202-456-1414, that's the number of the White House if you want to drop them a line, just a tip, with a P at the end. They have caller ID. Found that out during the Bush administration a few times. 413-842-7340. That was my phone number of my childhood home in Agawam, Massachusetts, a Native American term, meaning that which is nearly impossible to spell on the first three tries. No freaking idea who lives there now, really don't care, but give him a ring, tell him I said hi, knock yourself out. So what do we have on the agenda this evening? I don't know, man. It's Sunday night. Like, you're expecting me to work? I do know that the Minions actually presented an Oscar on Sunday night for the best animated short. I'm all about the Minions. A forehand boogie woogie, courtesy of Jules Holland and Malcolm Rebenack. Better known as Dr. John in the background there. Actually, we got big doings tonight on Sports Overnight America. Special in-studio guest. Arguably the best-looking woman we have had in this studio in the last hour. Easily. Now, I'm not going to tell you her name because, as we've learned from that woman in Missouri who was stalking me to the point where I actually had to get my cell phone number changed, I'm going to make sure I can say her real name before I say her name. She is the new voiceover babe, Le Grand Fromage de Audible of the Sports Overnight America. Yeah, you heard. I had auditions, and she had the nicest body, so goddammit, she got the job. And we talk to her next, kids. 1-800-878-7529. This is Sports Overnight America. iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app. Sirius XM Channel 93.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
You have an interesting conversational style, you know that?
It's a nervous condition.
I used to have a nervous condition.
How did yours manifest itself?
I drank a lot of scotch.
I get sick when I drink too much.
I get drunk when I drink too much.
Oh, hell yeah!
I was at a dance when he caught my eye.
I guarantee you, kids.
Standing all alone.
Those of you dumb enough to be listening to this radio program, Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, at TuneIn, Sirius XM Channel 93. If you're dumb enough to listen to the show, this is the only sports talk show, maybe the only talk show in the history of the planet, that uses Annette Funicello for rejoinder music.
Blame it on the Bossa Nova.
Blame it on the Bossa Nova.
And he did so well.
As Amelie Hayes referred to it on West Wing.
Just one little dance.
All right, we're going to give you some updates a little bit later. We will let you know that, in fact, Steph Curry is God. I'm a Celtic fan, and my nipples get rock hard and razor sharp just thinking about the fact how good this guy is. And I get a screaming case of the thigh sweats thinking about Klay Thompson, which means I really need to get a date. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, I need to make a formal introduction.
Now I'm glad to say
about three and a half. I'm going to tell you a story now, kids.
And
well, it sounds like she's saying kick ass. I don't know if an FBL channel ever said that, though.
Well, I'm going to say to them without a doubt.
Everyone now.
Blame it on the Bossa Nova.
That's enough of that crap. 1-800-878-7529. Sports Overnight America. iHeartRadio Live. iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius and XM Channel 93, and it's Health Food Sunday here on Sports Overnight America as we are mixing our vodka with cranberry juice. Cheers. And in doing so, I need to make an introduction, and first I need to tell you a story. I live in what's called the Excelsior District of San Francisco. South San Francisco, South Outer Mission District, Jerry Garcia, Carlos Santana, the Cow Palace, that area. Not exactly one of the touristy areas in English. That's why my rent is less than $4,000 a month. And for those of you in the Midwest, yeah, that's the average rent for an apartment here in San Francisco. Now, from where I live, man, if I'm lazy and I take a few hits off a twisty on the way, it's about a 10-minute walk down to the BART station, which is our subway. But I was feeling lazy, or I was hungover, maybe I was drunk already, I don't know. And I hopped on what's called the 8. It's this bus that goes from the, which is like the epicenter corner of the Excelsior Mission in Geneva, down to the BART station, which is an arduous, you know, quarter of a mile walk. And a woman asked me for, a cigarette just as I was getting on the bus. And a woman was sitting on the bus already, very good looking woman, by the way, and said, "Do you need a cigarette?" I said, "No." She was asking me, "Thank you." And we ended up talking. And in the quarter mile it took from get from the corner to the BART station, turns out the woman was getting into voiceover work and just completed, I don't know what the hell it was. I never took a voice class in my life. I just did a lot of drugs and drank a lot, and that's how my voice got like this. And her name is Jen Don, and for the last 3.5 weeks, we've been trying to get her in the studio here. And she is going to be the new, and because of, I mean, this was it. I mean, you think American Idol has tough standards. Best body, therefore she got the job. So Jen Don, you're going to be the new voiceover babe here at Sports Overnight America. I would like to introduce you and welcome you to our demented little family. Good evening. How are you?
Thank you.
Okay, you need to get closer to the mic. A little radio etiquette. See how close I am?
Oh, yes.
There
we are.
And guys, you know, there's an old myth in radio. You know, the sexier the voice, the doggier the chick. It's the way it has been. But in this particular instance, congratulations, Jerry. You did good on this one. Mama Burke could be proud. You did well. Listen, welcome to our little show. Now, you've heard our show before.
Oh, yes.
And you still came in?
Yeah, I did. It sounded like a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun. Now that you've seen, 16 minutes and 30 seconds into this unmitigated disaster of a radio program, what do you think so far?
Well, I'm a big fan of Annette Funicello, so I had to say yes.
Oh, you're
course.
Playing along. I like that. It's good. You wouldn't know Annette Funicello if she walked in here and bit you on the ass right now, would you?
Well, I'm a big fan of anything from the 60s and before.
Then you'll love this show.
Oh, perfect.
Well, anyway, you're going to be the new voiceover, babe.
Yay. Hey, gang.
There you go. No, but that sultry, slutty thing you had going, that's good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah,
I wear a dress of diamonds.
Sweet. Well, as long as you aren't like, what's that, the character on Sex and the City, when she had to run up a few flights of stairs wearing a pearl thong.
Oh.
Yeah, that doesn't sound too comfortable.
Mm.
Sexy
nah,
and hot as hell.
No.
No, just say no to Pearl Thongs.
Yeah.
Although, boy, that'd be a great name for a band, wouldn't it?
Really great.
The Pearl Thongs.
Yeah, I think it's even better than Hot Chardonnay.
Yeah, that's right up there with Daycare Tornado.
Oh, yeah, you're right about that, yes.
I was working in Washington, D.C. with XM Radio, and you know, on the Weather Channel, they have the weather stories. You know, with Jim Cantore, he always does the stories on the weather. And they were talking about a tornado that went through a preschool or a daycare somewhere in Mississippi where tornadoes come from. And the headline was Daycare Tornado. And I remember thinking, that would be a freaking fantastic name. That and Emergency Canteen are two great names for a band.
Sign me up. Fucking fantastic.
No, you're right. You already dropped an F-bomb on me. You're not allowed to do that. That's all right. You know, I don't have my call screener with me. As a matter of fact, she's up on the roof right now lamping up a twisty. So I'm just kind of jumping right. I have no idea who's on the phone. Sports Overnight America, who the hell is this?
Jared, my man, what's going on, buddy?
Who's this?
Don in Denver.
Don, my friend, how are you?
Not too bad, man.
Donnie, I want you to say hello to a woman who's already dropping F-bombs on the radio. I want you to say, this is my new voiceover, babe. This is Jen. Jen, this is Don from Denver. Don has been calling this show since I got here almost 10 years ago. Nicest guy in the world, and he's got a sister who's an airline attendant, and I still can't get a goddamn free flight to Denver. Don, say hi to Jen. Jen, say hi to Don.
Hey, Don.
Going, how's it going?
Oh, really good. Pleasure to meet you.
It was going well until she dropped an F-bomb on me. Yeah, well, I'm sure, as it always is, Don, what's on your mind, my friend? This is her first ever talk radio call. She's not quite sure what to make of it. But tell us, what's on your mind, my friend?
Well, you know what, Jerry, Jen, I just kind of wanted to talk a little bit about this whole Steph Curry thing, you know.
By the way, I am not a huge basketball guy, being slow and white. But I got to tell you something. For those of you who aren't aware of what happened, on Saturday night in Oklahoma City. I mean, check this out.
They do have a timeout. Decide not to use it. Curry, way downtown. Bang! Bang! Oh, what a shot!
From 35 feet away, his 12th three of the game. For those of you who are, I mean, you got to take into account. If you're seeing something that you see once in a generation, last time we saw something like this might have been Jordan. I think we're seeing better than Jordan. Bird, McHale. I mean, not Bermichael, but Bird and Johnson. Doctor, I mean, you're seeing some epic crap here right now, and this is something.
Yeah.
Or as Jen would say, some effing, go ahead.
I know. I'm already messing the whole thing up.
That's all right. This show can't. Don, explain to her she can't screw this show up any worse than it already is.
Oh, no, Jen, you're fine. You're probably.
I hope I'm a great addition.
Yeah,
I think you are.
Addition me right.
I think you will be.
You're going to addition me right out of my FCC license. Okay, I'm sorry, Don. You want to talk about Steph Curry? What's on your mind?
Well, I just wonder what you guys think. I mean, this debate about. You know, Oscar Robertson, talk about coaches don't know how to defend
him. I think the Oscar Robertson comparison is unfair. We're talking about canvas converses time. Okay. Oscar Robertson could have played in this era and probably would have been fantastic.
I was a
huge Steph Curry fan when he came out of Davidson. By the way, Davidson University, but you didn't know this. Outside of the Ivy Leagues and the military academies, the most difficult school to gain admittance to academically. Did you know that? It's in North Carolina, by the way.
I did not know that.
It's a lot more difficult than getting into Temple because that's where I went. But my point is this. When he came into the league, I said, okay, good pedigree, Del Curry. But this was a kid that everyone was saying, all right, he needs to work on his turnovers. And he did.
Yeah.
But what we're seeing right now from Steph Curry, I would say over the last 12 calendar months, over the last calendar year, I don't think we are going to see anything like this again, at least in my lifetime. And if we do, I will consider myself fortunate. Jen, you a big basketball girl?
Oh, mm-hmm.
Well, then feel free to, because I don't know what the hell I'm talking about, so feel free to carry this conversation on.
Oh, the only thing I heard about this is that my roommate was screaming when it happened in the house, and that's all I know.
Is she better looking than I am?
Well, she's 22.
Oh, God, this shirt's 27. Go ahead, Don.
Oh, no, I just listened to you and Jen.
Mickey.
And I just feel like, and Phil Jackson comparing him to Chris Jackson. He was the first, the Nuggets drafted him way back in the day with Doug Moe. Still coaching the Nuggets, and
right back during the David back during the Dan Issel David Thompson days.
I'm dating myself now, Jerry. Talking about the
you never date. Don, I love you, but I'd never date you.
I like you a lot too, Jerry. But But no, I mean, I agree with you. That was a fantastic game on Saturday night. Kevin Durant, they go up 4 late with 14 seconds left in regulation.
The Thunder were up 11 at half in that game. They're up 10 at the end of one.
Yeah.
Let me ask you something. You're in Denver right now, and you're more of a basketball fan than I am. And what I mean, we're sitting here in the Bay Area. Yeah, you are. We're sitting here in the Bay Area right now, and we're watching this. I'm watching this right now, and I am just awestruck by this whole thing. If you're from outside of the Bay Area, I mean, what are people looking at? I mean, you're a basketball fan. You have friends who dig hoops. I mean, what are they saying about this cat?
Well, the thing is, Jerry. Jerry, here's the thing. We've got San Antonio and Golden State. Who are both undefeated at home,
right?
And we're almost.
And here's the other thing. Here's the other thing. You should be. The Warriors have 24 games left. Do you know, Jen? Yeah. 17 of them are home.
Oh,
yeah. So if you're the Lakers, and you're thinking of catching up, it ain't going to happen.
and by the way, they're going to get the seven. They're going to break the Bulls 72.
I still think that Bulls record is kind of tainted because that was an expansion year. The league was so watered down that year, Don.
Yeah, and DJ, now that you mention that, because you look at San Antonio, and San Antonio's having maybe their best record season they've ever had with.
Yeah, they have. I mean, how would you like to be 50-9 and you're still 3.5 out of the number one seed?
That's crazy, and that's what I said about the undefeated march by both teams, and we're into March now almost. Has that ever happened in the history of the NBA?
What?
We had two teams in the March and they're both undefeated? Because they're going to lose at some point.
I don't think so because the Celtics have the best home record ever back in 1984, I think it was, when they went 41.
They lost one game that year, though, right?
Yeah, they did. They lost to Portland.
Yeah.
How do we remember this crap?
I didn't even remember.
How many drugs is I do?
I never figured that out. But then they go, Jerry, for a two-year span, uh-huh. They were like 60 wins and lost two games out of 60-2 over a two-year span at home.
Over 84 and 85, those 2 years, the Boston Celtics at home were 38 and six for 2 years. I mean, that's pretty damn good, you know?
Yeah, that was phenomenal. But I mean, I'm just going to say, Jerry Jinn, I just feel like they got to lose at some point. And by the way, I'm not going to come out and say the Warriors, I may sound crazy for saying this, I'm not putting them in the finals just yet, because anything can happen in the playoffs.
Well, yeah, I mean, anything can happen. Yeah. Let's put it this way. As long as they make their flights on time and nobody gets shot in a drive-by, they're going to be in the Western Conference Finals.
Yeah, but I think the Thunder can – I don't think the Thunder, I mean, they Thunder, now Super Bowl was Saturday before the Super Bowl. They played again right on that was a Friday, a Saturday night game on ABC. That was a great game.
Right.
Last night was a great game. I just don't really think they got to learn. Not only to say when you play a Golden State, but I think the way the Thunder played and Kevin Durant falling out at the with 4 minutes to go in overtime.
Right.
I mean, that may have turned the game around. But, let's be honest.
The thing of it is, now you get into this part of the season, every team, you go through the course of a season, I mean, you cannot be, just gassed up to the gills about every game. But every team that's going after the Warriors now, they're going after the Warriors. So the Warriors.
That's their season. Those teams are, they want to knock them down a peg or two.
Right.
And the thing is, I mean, Steph Curry, and this was a great point. This was the seventh game of the road trip.
Right.
Steph Curry gets hurt. I think all these negatives, the detractors, Jerry and Jen, I think that's motivating that guy. Well, he could have just maybe, I don't need to, do I want to go out there and play?
Right.
The end of a road trip,
right.
Or 5-1 on the trip. And he goes out there and puts on another show. And him and Klay Thompson, and I'll say this, I think maybe the best backcourt I ever watched was Joe Dumars and Isaiah Thomas.
You know what, I hate to, as a diehard Celtic fan, I hate to say this, they may be the best backcourt I've ever seen, period. Don, we appreciate your call. By the way, it looks like Manning's going to go bye-bye. Say hello to Brock.
That's what the word is too, Jerry.
Yeah, he's so, that bastard, we won a Super Bowl with him. He's got to go. Don, you take care of yourself. Hey, get your ass out to San Francisco.
Great talking with you.
I still owe you dinner. Get your ass out here, okay?
Thanks for calling.
Oh, yeah,
that's very good. You're playing along. That's good.
Take care.
All right. See, you got the hang of it there.
Oh, yeah. A natural.
You're a natural.
Oh, baby.
And by the way, guys, she's dressed as hot as she looks and sounds.
Oh, definitely. Just sweatpants with chocolate stains.
And so much for theater of the mind. A little Queen action in the background. Kids update next.
Yeah.
Along with the great Jen Don, my official voiceover babe, the new voiceover babe of Sports Overnight America. I'm Jerry Burke. You're the listener. That's Queen. This is Sports Overnight America.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Again, get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
What the f*** does that mean? Has everyone gone f***ing nuts? What the f*** happened to that guy's head?
The questions that have plagued mankind since the second I hit that button. Right, Jen?
Absolutely.
The great Jason Mewes from Dogma with Kevin Smith. Joey Lauren Adams, who's from Little Rock, by the way.
Oh.
Thank you very much. Ben Affleck, Matt Damon, the late Alan Rickman. What's her face? Jagged Little Pill. What can't remember her name now?
Alanis Morissette.
Alanis Morissette was in Dogma. That's right, yeah.
She's great.
She is. She's actually a pretty cool cat, too. Well, she'd be a pretty cool kid. She's a kitty. And this is Claire Torrey from Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon with a great gig in the sky. She was paid £35 to do this. She improvised it. Years later, she got back writing credits for 35 years of Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon. How would you like to have 1% of Dark Side of the Moon?
I'll take it, yeah.
I'll take 1% of the goddamn logo.
Right.
Do you know, this is true. Do you know that every week in this on this planet, every week, 10,000 copies of Dark Side of the Moon is still sold?
Oh, my God.
The logo itself, Storm Thorgerson, who did it, that logo still makes upwards of $600,000 a year. That album is 44 years old. 43, wow. 43.
That's amazing.
I grew up with a kid named, by the way, this is Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio, Live, iTunes, and TuneIn app. Listen, except Channel 93. I grew up with a kid named Jimmy Igo. He was a couple years older than I, well, he still is a couple years older than I am. He always said, if I can get a woman to scream like this, I could die a happy man. Well, I'm here to report Jimmy Igo is miserable and still alive. And to his wife, Teresa, neener, neener, neener. Update time. Here we go. NBA action. God, I got to hear that again. That is just, God, I get a case of the, I get a third degree case of the screaming thigh sweat listening to that.
Oh, baby.
Oh, baby, oh, baby, oh, well. Here we go. NBA John Wall hits 21 points, 13 assists in this one. 113-99. The former Baltimore Bullets take care of the Cleveland Cadavers. The Charlotte Bobcats evidently forgot to play the first quarter in this game or something. They only put up 9 points in the first quarter. I'm slow. I'm white. I'm no expert, but that's not good. It was Atlanta 87-76 over Charlotte. Detroit outscored the Toronto Raptors 37-20 in the third, 114-101 your final score. They're elsewhere, according to my bad handwriting. Damon Lillard hits for 33 points. Portland 111-102 over Indiana. 77 first half points for Orlando. Oh, wait, they're playing Philadelphia. I guess it still counts. They get paid, right? Yeah, pretty sure. Down Packer Avenue there. 130-116 it was the Magic over the 76ers. Dallas put up 39 points in the first. 128-101 over at Minnesota, and it was Miami 98-81 over the Knicks, who evidently forgot to play the fourth quarter in this ball game. We go over to college hoops top 25 action. Here we go. Number 5 Xavier 80. Oh my God, they lost to Seton Hall in Newark. Holy Christ, 90-81 it was Seton Hall over number 5 Xavier. Number 6 Michigan State 88-57 over Penn State. Number 8 Iowa. Tripped up by Ohio State, the Battle of Cornfields there, 68-64. Number 13, Oregon, 86-73 over Washington. 15th-ranked Duke Blue Devils tripped up by the Panthers of Pitt, 76-62. And it was 24th-ranked Southern Methodist University, the boys from Dallas, 74-53 over the guys with the high SAT scores, the Green Wave of Tulane. We sashayed on the frozen ponds. We sashay here in San Francisco, Jen. It's just what we do.
I love that.
Thank you very much. Two goals in the third. It's Anaheim 4-2 over Los Angeles. That's a battle of your traditional hockey towns there, Anaheim and Los Angeles.
Mm.
Edmonton puts up 3 in the third, 3-1 over the Rangers. It was Chicago 3-2 over Washington. San Luis 5-2 over Carolina, the former Hartford Whalers, by the way. Minnesota 3-1 over Florida. Tampa 4-1 over my Bruins. Damn it! And San Jose put up 3 in the third. They take care of the Canucks in Vancouver. Your final score there was 4-1. Jimmy Johnson, his 76th career win in NASCAR, ties Dale Earnhardt with the third most wins in NASCAR history. He wins the Folds of Honor Quick Trip 500. That was in Atlanta. Okay. Local wiffle ball action from earlier today at the corner of Ellington and Nagley in my district here in San Francisco. Yours truly threw a 3-hit shutout. Went deep 3 times against my 13-year-old neighbor Jennifer Pearsall, taking an 8-0 decision. My record now stands at 94-0. Her super hot mother, Isabella, looking out the window. There will be a doubleheader coming up this Saturday. One admission pays for both games at the corner of Ellington and Nagley, San Francisco's Excelsior District. That complies with the fact that if she does all of her homework, then she can come out and play with my favorite left-hander. That would be me. We'll do another update here, shortly. But boys and girls of all ages, God, that is just so good, isn't it? It really, really is. You just got to love Claire Torrey. 1-800-878-7529, boys and girls. That's the number for those of you scoring at home, or even if you do happen to be at home. We come back. We are going to talk a little bit more. We are going to get a little bit of a, I don't want the word I'm looking for. I guess we're going to get a little bit of a bio on my new voiceover, babe. How does that sound?
Ooh, fantastic.
Julie Bowen, call me, kids. Please call me. You're from Baltimore. I know the town. I knew your sister. She doesn't want to admit to that. I don't blame her one bit. A little Modern Family action in the background, boys and girls of all ages. This is Sports Overnight America. iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius XM, Channel 93.
Sometimes what you want most from your car is nothing. No headaches, no surprises, no anxiety when it's late at night and you're on some distant freeway in a thunderstorm. Owning a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz can be that anxiety-free experience on every level. You know you're in one of the safest and most thoughtfully engineered vehicles on the road. And with an unlimited mileage warranty, you can drive as far as you want for up to 3 years, with roadside assistance included. Your sense of confidence and adventure are as unlimited as the warranty itself. Now you can drive the car of your dreams and realize that nothing is everything. And during the Certified Pre-Owned Sales event going on now through February 29th, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on Certified Pre-Owned Warranties.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, and guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, it makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-4-4-4. 1-800-428-1570. 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. 1-800-428-1570. The Health Alert Hotline. 1-800-428-1570.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
That was wonderful.
Bravo.
I loved that.
Oh, it was great.
Well, it was pretty good.
Well, it wasn't bad.
Well, there were parts of it that weren't very good,
though. It could have been a lot better.
I didn't really like it.
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It was awful.
It was terrible.
Get him away.
Hey, boo.
Boo.
All right, everybody just shut the F up. This is royalty right here.
Thelonious, my old friend. Step on in and let me shake your hand. So glad that you're here.
From their debut album in 1972, Can't Buy a Thrill, Steely Dan, drummer Jim Hodder singing lead. One of the great songs of all time, kids, because I said so. Steely Dan's Midnight Cruiser. Ladies and gentlemen, do enjoy. Benny Diaz, Skunk Baxter, Donald Fagen, Walter Becker, David Palmer, Chevy Chase. Steely Dan's original drummer at Bard College in Annandale on the Hudson, New York. Got their name from a dildo in the book The Naked Lunch by William S. Burroughs. Did you know that?
No.
That's where Steely Dan comes from.
Oh.
I got to miss working at classic rock radio.
So academic.
I was really good at that sort of stuff. I was. That's how I got started in radio.
The world that we used to know, people tell me.
Do yourself a favor, boys and girls. Go and just, I download it. Just, you can get the whole album on YouTube. Steely Dan's Can't Buy a Thrill. Just, oh, real musicians. Unbelievable.
Our time has come and gone. I fear we've been waiting too long. Tell me, where are you driving? Midnight cruise.
It is Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius XM Channel 93. You know, Jen, you can either roll your R's or you can't. Did you know that?
Yeah, I noticed that.
Or yeah, you can.
Is it because you habla español?
No, I'm Irish.
Ah.
Yeah, Burke. Yeah, I'm right out of Guadalajara.
Yeah, but you can say like arriba.
And you can either curl your tongue or you can't.
Right.
You cannot be taught that. You cannot be taught to roll your R's.
Yeah, I know this. I know this.
Which, I guess if you're Hispanic and if you're a mariachi dancer, I guess that would suck if you couldn't do it. Right?
Yeah, you would.
I live in the Mission. I'm the resident gringo.
Outlawed.
I'm the resident gringo where I live. I'm the one everyone thinks is a cop until they get to know me. Ladies and gentlemen, along with the great Jen Don, she is my new voiceover babe here on Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius and XM Channel 93, 1-800. Oh, screw it. I don't want you to call because I'm going to be interviewing Jen right now. But I want to hear the final chorus of this song one more time. And you want to know why I want to and why we're going to? Because it's my show. My name's in the marquee. And you know what? Damn it. It's good to be Jerry. God, I get the screaming thighs. So it's just listening to it. Now, see, those guys could play.
Yeah, the real deal.
There was what happened with Denny Diaz. Had a jazz fusion band in the late '60s in Greenwich Village, and he put an ad in the Village Voice saying, "I need a keyboardist and a bassist. Must have good jazz chops. No a holes need apply." Fagen and Becker showed up, and he fired the rest of the band. They brought in Skunk Baxter. And ABC Records demanded that they hired David Palmer, who was the lead singer on Do It Again and Brooklyn and Dirty Work, because Fagen's live voice wasn't that good. And, of course, then Jim Hodder came in, and they didn't have a drummer because Chevy Chase Saturday Night Live, National Lampoon.
I was going to say.
He was the original drummer.
The same one?
Yeah, same one.
Wild.
Well, no, he went to Annandale and the Hudson at Bard College with him. He grew up with the kind of money that dated Carly Simon when he was in high school on Long Island. And she's the daughter of, her and her sister, obviously, are the daughters of the man. You heard of Simon & Schuster Publishing?
Sure.
That's Carly Simon.
So that
kind of money, you have to have the kind of brains or money to go to Bard. But
sure.
He decided to leave because he got a job writing for Mad Magazine. And so they brought Jim Hodder in, and they moved all one out to Los Angeles, and then they did the Can't Buy a Thrill album. Hodder and Palmer had to stay under the insistence of ABC Records. That's why they played on the first album, and only partial vocals and all the drums on their Countdown to Ecstasy album, which came out the following year in 73.
Oh, wow. I love it.
You can tell I worked in classic rock radio, can't you? I worked in there for years, man. So, like, you know, I never worked at KFOG, but I worked at ZLX in Boston and Show 97 in Montreal and Baltimore, places like that.
Love it, love it.
Kaiser, West Virginia, WQZK. I remember the good old days. It was fun. I was making nothing. I think I made like $12,500 a year, but I had so much fun.
Sounds great.
In West Virginia? Yeah. I was an oddity. I was a kid. I moved there from Jersey. And, you know, I had all my teeth, and I articulated, and I didn't say y'all.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Impressive.
The girls were all over me.
Certainly.
They're like, they're white on rice. The great Jen Don joins us here. Now, I'm going to give you a little radio lesson here.
Oh, okay.
Now, you're going to be the voiceover, babe.
Oh, great.
Now, you heard. Now, the woman who I had to do before, Alexis, she was, and still is, a softball player at Seton Hall or St. John's, one of the two, out in New York. And I call her the lottery ticket. This woman is, first off, brilliant, great ball player, and just, I mean, straight out of Central Casting, good looking. And cool as can be. And there's some guy who's going to marry her and get to tag that every night. And he doesn't know it yet. And that means he owns a lottery ticket. And he doesn't even. That's why I called her the lottery ticket.
Oh, that's amazing. I love
So you're the new lottery ticket.
Woo-hoo.
Thank you very much. So basically what you're going to have to do is we'll practice. Right, and we're going to get to sports, boys and girls. And, you know, I don't want you to call because I don't need you. We get paid either way. What I want you to just get. Here's what you need to say. You say. You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
All right, try bumping it up.
All right.
Yeah, go.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Okay, see, now what I'm going to do is I'm going to cut that out. And on tomorrow, which is Monday, or today for some of you, it's Monday. By the way, happy February 29th to those of you who are already dealing with that. Because if we're in California, and it's still the 28th here. It is February, isn't it? Yeah, it's February.
In the future.
In the future. You know, it was my sister. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
I have a sister, one of those sisters, one of those times. Okay, it's 5 o'clock somewhere. Of course, she's the mother of two.
Mm.
And wouldn't you be saying it's 5 o'clock somewhere?
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, you're going to be the new voiceover, babe.
Can't wait.
No, I want to tell you. Right now, you work at a restaurant here in the city, do you?
Yes, in Soma, one of the top 100 restaurants.
Soma, by the way, is south of Market Street here in San Francisco. That's the area, if you watch the old documentaries about the 1906 earthquake, that's the part that damn near fell into the San Francisco Bay.
Oh.
And, well, the whole city almost did. But
well, it looks like that now, too.
Yeah, Soma, yeah, it depends on where you're at.
Ugly.
Well, you know what? By the way, Soma, and there's a place on, is it 2nd Street? Somewhere between, it's on the other side of Brandon. It's a place called the Grilled Cheese Factory. There's a grilled there's a grilled cheese restaurant down there. And it is, I get them with jalapenos. It is so effing good.
Oh, yeah. That sounds very San Francisco.
Yes, it is. This is free publicity for them. So you can go in there and say you went on Sirius and XM Radio and you pimped the hell out of those guys, whether they deserve it or not. What's the name of the place?
Well, it's Marlow. So they're known for their burger. Michael Bauer, the most feared food critic in San Francisco, loves them.
Okay, well, now here's what I'm doing. And it's funny.
My friend
Graham. Well, I love burgers. Now, my favorite burgers, personally, two of them here, Rome in the Fillmore District.
So good.
Right? And Bill's Burgers out in the Richmond District, out of 25th and Clement.
Oh, never been.
You get peanut butter milkshakes with them.
Oh, wow.
Which is not quite as good as Twinkie milkshakes. You ever heard of Twinkie milkshake? I have a milkshake.
That sounds like it hurts.
I have I have one of those actual stainless steel milkshake maker. I'm an ice cream junkie. But someone was telling me they had a Twinkie milkshake. I said, what's that? It's vanilla ice cream, some milk, and you put a Twinkie in it. Let's put it this way, decadent.
Yeah, sounds like it.
But the peanut butter milkshakes are really good. But Bill's Burgers, all the burgers are up there named after local institutions. Carol Doda, who just recently passed away, was the first all-nude stripper ever, right here at the Condor. Right the
oh, sure, yeah.
Well, their burger up there has two half-olive black olives cut to look like nipples on the
burger. Oh, fantastic.
And they have named after, you know, sports people. But
I have to go there now.
Well, I'll take it.
I'll take a selfie with it.
This will be our first date.
It sounds great.
I promise to wear socks.
I need the booby burger in my face.
Can I take pictures of that?
Of course, but you got to put it on the Instagram.
No, I'll put it on our website.
All right.
By the way, you can get a hold of me. I'm lazy about Twitter. You can follow us at Sports Overnight. You can like our
Facebook. Twitter's going out of fashion anyway.
Yeah, you can like our Facebook page, Sports Overnight America, or just get a hold of me personally. I'm the only Jerry Burke, spelled GerrieBurke. My parents had a sense of humor. But coming in April, if you're lucky, no, coming up in April, yours truly is going to be flying to San Antonio, which I've never been to. I lived in Dallas, but I never went to San Antonio for some
reason. It's great. It's fun. I mean, if you just want to eat like big plates of food and like just be hot and uncomfortable all the time, you will have a great time.
Well, this is in April. Temperatures are only in the 80s then, which we rarely see here. But there's a place on Callahan Road. I think it's the 6200 block of Callahan Road. And everyone knows you're drinking. You don't have to turn your head so they don't hear the ice cubes, Jen.
I'm on a diet. I'm drinking soda water.
You're on a diet? Why? I watched you coming and going. You don't need to go on a diet.
Oh, well, righty then.
I just went through 2 miles of barbed wire just to let you kick me in the teeth.
But that's anyway, quite a compliment.
Especially coming from someone as devastating as I am. So there's a place called Chunky's Burgers. It opened up in 2004. And at Chunky's, they have this thing called, they have all different kinds of burgers, and they have spicy burgers, but they have this thing called the Four Horsemen Burger.
Yes.
And what this thing is, it's a burger that has jalapenos, habanero, it has a jalapenos, serrano peppers, and it's covered with a jalapeno sauce, but they also have three ghost pepper chilies in this puppy. Now, a ghost pepper chili comes out of the subcontinent, India, Myanmar, which is Burma, and it's actually used as a weapon. I swear to God, it's like those people who touch the poison dart frog with the tip of their spears to kill things.
Mm.
That's what they do with the pepper. And they put three of these sons of bitches on these damn hamburgers. Well, the thing is, you have to eat this thing in 25 minutes or less.
Oh, my God.
And then you have to wait 5 minutes before you can have, like, ice cream or milk. And you can have water. But if you drink water while doing something like that, you are, what's the word I'm looking for? An idiot. So I've been talking about this for years in a day. And I have a friend of mine, great guy by the name of Greg. And he's like, listen, you wuss, you've been talking about this forever. I was like, yeah. He goes, you're going to do this. I said, yeah, but. He goes, but nothing. So he and I are going in April. So for those of you who are listening and you happen to be in the San Antonio area and you want to see my favorite left-hander, by the way, that's me, Death by Burger. But you know,
sounds really exciting to me. I can't wait to hear about this.
So I was talking to my mom about this earlier on Sunday, as a matter of fact. She went to... By the way, congratulations to my niece, Grace.
Too much incense.
Grace McGarry. Yeah, too much incense. To my niece, Grace McGarry. She was confirmed on Saturday. She's 12. And my mother, if you know anything about the Catholic, quote-unquote, faith, she was her sponsor. And but anyway, congratulations to my niece, Grace. But speaking to my mom about this, she goes, well, you need a plan. Because you're not a big spice fan. I like spicy foods, but not, like, overtly spicy. So everyone says, well, why don't you just try... You know, you're building up to it, having some jalapenos during the way. You can't do that. I know someone who's done this. You can't prepare for this.
No.
So I figured one of two things I'm going to do, okay? I'm either going to coat the inside of my mouth with candle wax, which I think they'll probably know. Because you have to sign a waiver to do this damn thing.
Oh, sure.
If you're under 18, they won't let you do it unless you have an adult. It's like going to an X-rated movie. You have to have an adult with you.
No, yeah,
and,
it's
and
true.
If, and by the way, if you're an adult and you're taking someone under 18 to an X-rated movie, shame on you. But, But what I'm going to do is I'm going to go out. I'm going to get into San Antonio on the 16th. And I'm going to go out and I'm going to mix my drinks. Usually I keep them in separate glasses, but I'm going to mix. I'm going to go out. I'm going to get loaded off my cute little Irish ass. And I'm going to show up hungover and needing anything requiring vitamins. And so if I show up so hungover and so much in pain,
I think
I could do it that way. Well,
that's
they give
a recipe for disaster.
They give you a bucket, though. They do. They give you.
Well, you're going to be using that right away.
But if you miss the bucket, you have to pay a $20 cleaning fee.
Man.
I swear to God, this is true. We're going to check that. But we'll talk about that. And I'm going to show you the Four Horsemen Burger during the news here.
Oh,
but
please.
We come back, kids. We're going to do an update. Oh, look, Sly and the Family Stone. Sylvester Stewart. It's nice, isn't it?
Oh, groovy.
Groovy bitching. 1-800-878-7529. That's the number. Boys and girls of all ages, this is Sports Overnight America. iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and exit Channel
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
I need a doctor. You're a doctor. Then I'm the last thing I need.
Words written, that is, by Larry Gelbart, recited by Alfonso Di Abruzzo. That's Alan Alda's real name. Never had it legally changed, by the way. And the late Wayne Rogers, a graduate of Princeton University. From Birmingham. And Gary Newman here, who's now a pilot for British Air. A buck before the top of the hour. You know, screw the update. The only thing you need to know is I kicked Jennifer Pearsall's ass at wiffle ball again. Here in my heart. Anyway, we come back. We are going to talk some more with the great Jen Dahl, my new voiceover babe, who just who just keeps looking at me with these sultry come-hither eyes and a sawed-off shotgun saying, you take another foot closer, you son of a bitch, you're going to be singing soprano. That said, we're going to the news right now with those idiots at the USA Network. Don't believe it. If they say hello to you, don't believe it. This is Sports Overnight America.
USA Radio News with Anthony Lucero.
Listen, if there's a problem in his taxes, the voters have a right to know.
Texas Senator Ted Cruz on CBS's Face the Nation, claiming Republican rival Donald Trump is hiding his taxes from primary voters. Ted Cruz is also hinting that billionaire Donald Trump's tax returns might reveal business ties with the mafia.
You know, maybe there are other issues. You know, for example, there have been multiple media reports about Donald's business dealings with the mob, with the mafia.
The Texas senator said on ABC's This Week that Trump is refusing to release his tax returns during the Republican presidential primary season because they might show ties to the mob are more extensive than reported. Trump said he is being audited and will not release his returns during the audit. Leonardo DiCaprio is the winner of the Best Actor Oscar. He picked up the trophy for his role in The Revenant. This is DiCaprio's first Oscar win after being nominated 6 times. This is USA Radio News.
For me, it was the big S-Class from the 90s. Beautiful. My friend's dad had one.
The SL. All of the SLs. I've been watching those since I was a kid.
I think the 1971 SE was the first Mercedes that just blew me away.
Everyone remembers the first time they saw one, and the day they began to long for a Mercedes-Benz of their own. Well, that day may be a lot closer than you think. With a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, you can experience the luxury, the unparalleled safety, the performance, and the style Mercedes-Benz is famous for at a price you can afford. Beautiful SUVs, sedans, coupes, and convertibles that are factory certified and covered by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 3 years, so you can drive without a worry for as far as you like. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through February 29th, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Hawaii Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard is putting her support behind Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders.
I am resigning from the DNC so that I can support Bernie Sanders for president.
Gabbard made the announcement on NBC's Meet the Press that she was stepping down as vice chair of the Democratic National Committee and endorsing the Vermont senator.
I think it's most important for us as we look at our choices as to who our next commander-in-chief will be is to recognize the necessity to have a commander-in-chief who has foresight, who exercises good judgment.
Gabbard is a veteran of the war in Iraq and said she has seen firsthand the true cost of war, and the next president must look at the consequences of the actions they're about to take. Officials in Ohio are identifying the pastor killed at a Dayton church. William Schooler was shot and killed in an office at the St. Peter's Missionary Baptist Church. His brother, Daniel Schooler, is accused of the murder and is under arrest. He was taken into custody without incident. Initial reports said the pastor was shot at the church's pulpit while the choir was singing, but police say that simply was not the case. You're listening to USA Radio News.
And now, a touching moment while staying in touch with GEICO.
It was a warm summer day. I was just sitting on a porch watching a babbling brook roll by. Then, out of the blue, I got an update from my GEICO app saying my claim had been processed. I felt so connected to nature, to GEICO. I stayed there the whole afternoon until that guy told me to stop trespassing on his porch. Sheesh, what was his problem?
Claim status updates just a few taps away on the GEICO app.
Tensions run high in Salt Lake City following a police-involved shooting. USA's Chris Barnes brings us the details.
The police said drop it once, then they shot at him 4 times.
That's a woman who says she witnessed an officer-involved shooting in Salt Lake City last night that wounded a male teenager who had been fighting with an older man. The teen reportedly was carrying a broomstick, but some witnesses do say police didn't give him a chance to surrender before they shot him. Police spokesman Greg Wilkins says nearly 100 officers turned out to try to restore calm after people started throwing rocks and bottles at officers.
Our officers started arriving on scene, encountered a lot of hostile people upset about what had taken place.
The teen who was shot is hospitalized, but there's no word on his current condition. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Donald Trump is receiving another big-name Republican endorsement. Senator Jeff Sessions of Alabama is throwing his weight behind the Republican presidential frontrunner.
I am pleased to endorse Donald Trump for the presidency of the United States.
At a rally in Madison, Alabama, Sessions embraced Trump's campaign slogan, saying,
"Make America great again."
The senator said Trump will fix the immigration system and that he's committed to leading the country. In introducing Sessions, Trump praised him for a strong stance on immigration. Alabama is among the Super Tuesday states that will hold election contests this week. I'm Anthony Lucero for USA Radio News, powered by WesternJournalism.com.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Oh, hell yeah! Oh, come on, everybody.
Black magic has me in its spell.
Oh, black magic that you weave so well.
Oh, how can you not like this, right, Jen?
Louis Prima.
Keeley Smith, they were married at the time.
Oh, didn't know that.
Boy, she had a rack on her.
Oh, baby.
She's still alive.
Oh, fantastic.
She was with on the Grammys with Kid Rock like 3 or 4 years ago.
Oh, I'll have to look into that.
Down I go, round and around I go.
Like a leaf caught in a tide.
Keeley Smith from Norfolk. Louis Prima from New York City. He was King Louis in Jungle Book.
Yep, exactly.
Brand of desire.
Hell yeah.
That only your kiss.
Put out the fire.
It is Sports Overnight America Bar and Grill. Sirius and XM Channel 93, iHeart Radio, Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app.
For you're the lover I have waited for.
You're the mate that feet have been created for.
How cool is that? How many radio shows use Keeley Smith and Louis Prima?
Not enough.
Thank you.
Not enough.
I am sitting in the studio, by the way, with the great Jen Dahl, my new voiceover babe, who is sitting. Smoke some more, Jerry. Who's sitting in with
more
us here?
Incense.
There you go. Who's sitting in with us here on this evening, getting a little adjusted to the radio thing. And she didn't know I knew who Keeley Smith is. I didn't. I mean, I'm sitting with a woman who digs Keeley Smith. Oh my God. I'm
when I was 20 years old, I used to climb out the window of my room with my little bikini on, sipping on lemonade, and blasting Keeley Smith out the window and would sun myself on the roof of the house. It was dreamy.
I just curled my toes.
It's pretty idyllic, I'd have to say.
I don't want you to call 1-800-878-7529. I really don't. Later this hour, I know. I think we're going to talk to Laura Schaefer. She is a fantastic jazz singer from the Tuscany in Las Vegas. Greatest cheekbones in history and legs that begin at her collarbone. And she digs this show when we have her on. We interviewed her a while back. When we come back, we're going to catch bio here of the great Jen Dahl. My new Dahl. I should call you Jen Dahl. That's really cute. Jen Dahl.
The great Jen Don, my new voiceover, babe. We're going to talk about Death by Burger. I gave her a little hip to what the Four Horsemen burger is, and she thinks I'm completely out of her mind.
Sounds like death.
She's learning. Sports Overnight America.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wallen Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wallen Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wallen Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
People say all kind of things to me, but mostly they just say,
yeah, take it, to yeah.
That's a friend of mine named Mary Birdsong. She was from Reno 911, if you remember that TV show.
Oh, yeah.
Officer Kimball.
Oh,
Mary's a friend of mine. That's, she did that for me.
She's great.
And this is Mark Bolan and T-Rex.
Oh, yeah.
Electric Warrior album.
You're so sweet. You're so
this is the cat who made the stovepipe hat cool after Lincoln and before Slash. Killed at 26 in a car crash he was a passenger in. I didn't do it.
Because you're my love.
It is Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio, Live, iTunes, a TuneIn app, Sirius XM, Channel 93. Boys and girls of all ages, it is that time of the program. Dun, 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 dun. All right, we all know when to clap to this, right?
The stars at night are big and bright.
Deep in the heart of Texas. You can sing along as well, Jen.
Okay.
The prairie sky is wide and high.
Deep in the heart of Texas.
And on that note, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, it is time for the intellectual portion of the program. And for that, We head down to the place where John Updike once said you can look further and see less than any other place on earth. That would be Texas, people. Round the brush. He also called New York City Skyscraper National Park.
Appropriate.
He was the first editor of the Harvard Lampoon, which became National Lampoon. George Plimpton was after him. I need to get a girlfriend really bad. And for the intellectual portion of the program, we head to Galveston County, Texas, the hometown of Jack Johnson, the first African-American heavyweight champion, 1910 through 1908 from 1915. That's right. Forget about that. Deep in the heart. Winning the title from Marvin Hart in Sydney, Australia on Boxing Day 1907 and losing it on December 10th, 1915 in Havana, Cuba to Jess Willard. Christian in Galveston County, Texas. Welcome to Sports Overnight America.
Thank you for having me on, Jerry Burke. And hello to Jerry Burke's new personal announcer.
Jen.
Hey, her name is
Jen.
How are
you? This is Christian. Christian, and I love Christian to death. Christian gets a hold of me all the time on Facebook. I'm the only Jerry Burke spelled, well.
G-E-R-R-I-E-B-U-R-K-E.
Thank you very much. Christian is the intellectual portion of the program. I love this kid to death. But he let's be honest. Christian, you have asked the dumbest questions in the history of talk radio, haven't you?
Well, closer to Moonshine Mike from Virginia.
But he drinks his breakfast out of a mason jar. He has a legitimate excuse. You still have your woofer and tweeter wired correctly, cranially speaking.
Oh, right.
you have no idea what the hell I'm talking about. What's on your mind, my friend?
Nothing much other than a couple of things. First of all, we are T-minus 2 weeks and counting from Selection Sunday in NCAA basketball.
Go Temple! I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, right. Go Houston. Cougars, that is. But still, point of the matter, when it comes down to Selection Sunday, and especially seeing the fact that the tournaments are coming
Christian, I have to stop you for a second. And please excuse me. This is very rude of me, and I do apologize. But I have got to make a special announcement here.
All right.
Arguably, the biggest fan of this show is my friend Greg. Greg thinks I'm an idiot. Greg is right. But Greg is critical of this show when it needs to be criticized. He knows people I've had on this show that he does not like, who he thinks are dragging me down. And for the most part, he is right when he says that. Quote, "You're doing very well, Jen. Very Ed McMahon-ish. You're doing remarkably well with someone with no experience. Good radio. Congratulations to you, the great Jen Don.
I love it.
He's married. Lay off him. He's mine. Anyway, Christian, back to your point. What's up, man?
Okay, back to the NCAA question. When it comes down to the tournaments, which team in which conference do you see having the bigger edge going into the big dance?
I think the one team going into the big dance that has the biggest edge, and I would have thought they would have until the egg they laid on Sunday night was the Iowa Hawkeyes, but they got beaten by an Ohio State team. They couldn't beat themselves. That sounded so perverse, but you know the point I'm trying to make. Other than that, I think Xavier's huge going in, and I truthfully, honestly think people are overlooking, and I hate them because they were my arch nemesis in college, the Villanova Wildcats.
Oh, Lord. I mean, don't they have one loss on their record, but they're still leading the Big East?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. But my point is that those are the three teams I look at and say, I mean, your traditional, you know, your Kentuckys, your Louisvilles, your Duke, North Carolina. Okay, yeah, they'll get in there. Maybe they'll do so. Louisville can't because they're on probation, but I think Villanova, I think Xavier, despite being beat the other day, I think those are the schools you got to watch. And I think one school that I think everyone's completely overlooking, they ain't going to win at all, but I think Arizona's going to raise a stink somewhere along the line as well.
Okay, I can understand that, and I'll raise you Oklahoma in the Big 12.
Well, it's Oklahoma, no. Oh, no, they'll get through the Big 12. They may make it to the 16. I don't think they're big enough.
Yeah.
And truthfully, I think between the five starters, their collective SAT scores don't hit 2,000.
Exactly. But is it mostly because of the fact that Oklahoma got beaten fair and square by UT Saturday?
That's going to happen. Look, all right, Chris, I'm going to lay it to you right here. What was the one I saw earlier, and I was like, what? Where'd my damn sheet go? Hang on. Yeah, there was one game I saw the other day. I wish I wrote it down, but I didn't. But it was just like they beat. Oh, here it is. Here it is. I'm sorry. What was the one I looked at? And I was like, you got to be kidding. Duke, who's been playing some really good ball lately? I mean, some really good ball. They get beaten by Pitt by 14. And then Xavier, who's ranked fifth in the country, they go to play Seton Hall. I can get five white guys from down the street here to give Seton Hall a good game, and Seton Hall beats them by 9 in Newark? Come on, man. So they're really, I mean, you see the point I'm trying to make?
Yeah, I see the point you're trying to make.
Just one of us does.
Huh.
What else is on your mind, my friend?
Okay. I know we basically got our football fixed 4 weeks ago after the Super Bowl, but with the NFL Combine currently ongoing,
Christian, I would rather chew aluminum foil while shaving my head with a cheese grater than care about the goddamn combines.
Yeah, I understand.
Then why did you bring it up, you son of a bitch? Come on, man.
Because a lot of people are saying that the Houston Texans need a quarterback.
Really? No, the master of the obvious straight, Christian. It is, what month is this? February. By the way, speaking of which, Jesus Christ, speaking of which, can you get down to San Antonio in April?
I'll try to.
Well, the reason I ask is that the Rangers are going to be playing, I believe, on the 18th, 19th, and 20th at, I keep wanting to call it.
The Alamo Dome, right?
No, I keep wanting to call it the Enron Field, but it's a Minute Maid Park. But the Rangers are going to be in town. I'm thinking I'm going to go see the Rangers at Minute Maid on the 18th. I'm going to be doing the burger thing on the 17th. Why don't you come down so I can beat the hell out of you in person?
You really should. You really should.
And I'll bring Jen with
me. Well, basically, you probably just want to meet me before you beat the hell out of me in person.
No, I've wanted to do that since the minute you started calling that show. Kristen, you know I love you to death. No, I'm just teasing. Anyway, about the combines. I mean, yes, the Texans need a quarterback. The only hope the Texans have of getting a quarterback, and if they can get that kid out of Memphis and that kid out of North Dakota State, those are your only two choices, but you got to move big time up in the draft, and you don't have any chips to deal with.
Yeah, and plus, seeing the fact that they were in the playoffs, don't the Texans already have a late first-round spot?
That's my point. Those guys are going to be gone by the time you get down to pick number 15, and you don't have any chips to trade up. You really, really don't.
Yeah, and plus, they're probably going to waste most of their picks on defensive players like they always have.
And you know what? Look at your last half dozen Super Bowl winners. What has won it? For the most part, defense.
Exactly. And offense sells tickets, defense wins championships, blah, blah, blah. We know it, goddammit.
Whoa. Now, wait, I'm the only one who can say goddammit on this show. And you want to know why, Christian? Because I actually...
Because you're the boss.
And I believe it when I say it.
Can I say it, too? It's one of my favorite words.
God or damn?
I like both.
Thank you, it.
Together.
We got to talk about this together thing you and I do, Jen.
Oh, yeah.
Now, Christian, you should see this woman. Christian, I'm not kidding you, man. I'm sitting over here right now. I keep crossing and uncrossing my legs, and there's a squeaking noise going on. This woman is good looking.
Yeah.
I either just made her blush or one of your fillings fell out. You can laugh out loud. It's all right. You never heard that line before?
No, I haven't, but it's...
I've been told I have an interesting way of phrasing. Christian, back me up.
Yes,
I have an interesting way of phrasing myself. It comes from not being very smart. Christian, thanks for the call, my friend.
No problem. Like always, I will talk to you on
social media. And you can do that by following us on Twitter.
See you soon.
Bye. I'll see you soon, Christian.
See you soon, Christian.
Yeah, that way he'll cross and uncross his legs and he'll squeak.
Oh, there you go.
There you go. Speaking of crossing and uncrossing things, a little big 10-inch on the other side here with some Aerosmith. 1-800-878-7529. Follow us on Twitter at Sports Overnight. Like our Facebook page, Sports Overnight America, or just get a hold of me personally. I'm the only Jerry Burke, spelled GERRIEBURKE. My parents had a sense of humor, boys and girls of all ages, along with the great Jen Don.
Hey.
I have no chance with you, Don. I have none, zero.
Nobody's got a chance with me, baby.
Pull. Sports Overnight America. I'm ready.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Doc Ellis pitched a no-hitter on LSD. Those who've taken LSD, tell the others how hard that might be.
Oh, Nick Drake.
Real good stuff.
Brighter Later, 1970. Passed away at the age of 26. Accidental overdose of triptazole.
Oh, man.
And it's in an antidepressant.
Ah.
Great book by Patrick Humphreys. The only really true biographical work that's worth anything about Nick Drake. His sister was, and probably still is, Gabriella Drake, who was a British actress, a very successful one. She was on the show UFO, and I saw her topless once. She was hot. Great documentary called The Skin Too Few. You can see it on YouTube. Did we just blow out another goddamn light bulb in here?
I think so.
That's the second one today.
Or the paparazzi just snuck in.
Well, it wouldn't be the first time. It's getting a little dimmer in here.
It is.
Nick Drake. He passed away November 24th, 1974 at Tamworth in Ardent, England.
What a shame.
Yeah, Brighter Later. He only did three albums, and he only sold 20,000 copies during his lifetime. That was Five Leaves Left, Brighter Later, and Pink Moon. And he had some problems, obviously.
Well, yeah.
It wasn't a suicide. One of these things there is some Brighter Later. Great album if you get a chance to check it out. BRYTERLAYTER.
Really good if you're a fan of the Velvet Underground.
Oh, Heroin, one of the great songs of all time. I knew Lou
Venus
Reed.
Venus and Furs.
I knew Lou Reed a little bit. He had a farm in this terrible town called Blairstown. I worked at a radio station there. He and Laurie Anderson used to see him at the Blairstown Inn all the time. Laurie Anderson's a great performance artist he was married to, of course, until he died. you think you're dealing with a small-timer here. I knew who Laurie Anderson... I'm impressed you knew who... Velvet Underground was. J.J. Cale.
What?
J.J. Cale, he was the violin player for the Velvet Underground.
Oh, yeah. How did Nico, I've got a post of her on my wall in my room. How did she die? I don't know.
Bicycle accident.
Oh, shit. I ride a bicycle. Here we go with this is not good.
Wait. The S-bombs and the F-bombs.
What? I said something?
You said the S word. You said S bomb.
Oh, I didn't know the S is a bad word.
Oh, yes. There's the 7 George Carlin words.
Oh.
I'm going to have to edit this crap.
All right. I'm sorry. It's my fault.
It's my life.
You didn't tell me the S.
I said there's 7 words. You know they are the beginning.
I didn't know the 7. What the 7 was.
That's it. You know the rules. You curse. That's another piece of clothing that has to come off.
All right. Well, but the goddamn, it's okay, right?
And probably not, but I say it. Okay. Sports Overnight. Okay. More ice cubes? Are we out of ice cubes?
We're out.
Yeah. We have vodka, right?
Sure.
Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM channel. Yeah, we were talking off air. I used to have curly, wavy, blonde hair and blue eyes, and I was in a plane crash. That's why I now have auburn hair and hazel eyes. So, no, I was in a plane crash in Bermuda.
Bermuda, come on.
Yeah, May 18th, 2003.
Then how are you still here?
One minute I was fine. Next minute I was upside down underwater.
Wow.
Yeah. But no, I was in a plane crash. I was in a plane crash.
In Bermuda.
Yeah, I was flying from Hilton Head to Bermuda.
Sounds like an anomaly.
Well, the Bermuda. No, what happened? Okay, for those of you who don't know, back in May 18th of 2003, the girl I was dating at the time, sweetheart of a woman named Cheryl, won't say her last name. Her brother, who he's worth well into the 9 figures, but you wouldn't think he had 2 nickels to rub together. Great guy, good ball player, and he had a beach house, about an 8,000 square foot beach house. He and his family did on Hilton Head around the beach, but they lived in Bermuda. And they had a private corporate Learjet from him. He was a commodities broker. And they would fly. Once in a while, Cheryl and I would fly with some of his golf buddies, take this private Learjet from Hilton Head to Bermuda with a couple-hour flight. And we took off. No problem. And it's one of those places, just like if you ever saw Wall Street with Charlie Sheen, one of those planes with the luxury seats and the Hooters waitress who doubles as a flight attendant, that sort of thing. And made a flight a bunch of times. We're flying in. And we're coming in over this palm grove, over this lagoon that goes into the airport in Bermuda. And we hit a wind shear, and the plane went, like, flipped to the left, and we clipped a palm thing, and it snapped the wing off, and the plane split in two. One half went this way. Next thing I saw, 1 minute I'm fine. Next minute I'm upside down underwater thinking, this is not the correct way to land an aircraft.
Oh.
And, I got hurt pretty bad. But everyone lived. A lot of us spent some time in the hospital, but we all lived. Yeah, but we were about 80 feet in the air when that happened, and it was not pleasant. I broke basically the right side of my face.
Oh my God!
My orbital socket, my cheekbone, dislocated my shoulder. I got what's called an internal decapitation. My head was separated from my neck, and the funny part was, we went down underwater, and my half of the plane did. And, you blow bubbles. See which way the bubbles go. That means that's up.
Mm.
So I saw the bubbles go in the direction. I thought, okay. So I'm thinking I'm like 20,000 leagues under the sea, right? But the way the plane got wedged in, we were only in about 8 feet of water, at least with the part I was in. So I pushed up, and I was like, whew. So I got on that ground on some little flotation device. My head's going back and forth. I look like a little bobblehead. My face hurt like hell. My cigarettes got wet.
Ugh.
And also I got hit in the back of the head with something. And I turn around. There's my girlfriend. She's sitting on the edge of a wall. Her hair is not even wet.
Oh, wow.
And she, when were you going to look for me? And I'm like, right when I realized I wasn't going to die.
Some reason, this is kind of reminding me of Titanic.
No, you didn't know her, and you didn't know me. I'm not that altruistic, and she wasn't that hot.
Okay.
although.
Don't let go.
Although, you know what? I was willing to forego looks for a certain sense of moral casualness. Which she had. But I love her to death. She's a sweetheart. We're still friends. Not very good friends, but we still. When my dad passed away, she found out she was one of the first people to call me. So, yeah.
Was it one of these flights where you actually were sober?
No.
So you were wasted when this happened?
I had a. Well,
Bloody Mary, too.
No, martinis. I mean, how many?
Oh, even better.
True story. When it came to, I still had the martini glass clutched in my hand.
Oh, stop.
That's true. True story. I'm along here with the great Jen Don. We're going to be talking with the Mary Bird song, the pride of the Long Beach Island, New Jersey, from Reno 911, amongst other things. Very good friend of mine. Had her on the show a couple of years ago when she was in town doing Tales of the City, the Amistad Maupin musical.
Yeah.
And we was in the green
really
room.
Wanted to see that.
I was in the green room with her afterwards, and I got to see Mary topless. She freed the San Francisco 2 in the show.
You lucky ducky.
Yeah, we'll talk about more about that about Mary afterwards. We're going to talk about that. But listen, you are officially going to be the voiceover babe. Now, what I'm going to have you do is I'm going to have you come in sometime this week or so, and I'm actually going to put you in a production room.
Ooh.
Nice dimly lit one.
Of course.
With me giving you personal instructions. And you are going to be the new voiceover babe, and we're going to help you out because you want to get it. You want to get a, what's called a VO reel and get it to your guy in Los Angeles. And considering what a Mickey Mouse operation this is the perfect place to cut your teeth. You cool with that?
Sounds great.
Sound good. There's an old saying. But we have. But in all seriousness, I want to thank you so much for coming in. It's been a you like blues music?
Love it.
Like you like Sonny Boy Williamson?
Don't know.
He died the day I was born.
Oh. Jeez, you were just full of these wonderful death facts today.
He was, this is Sonny Boy Williamson. A little 9 Below 0 action. His real name was Rice Miller.
Ah, Rice Miller.
Listen to this. Yeah. Although, do you like Nina Simone?
Love it.
Okay, well, you like Nina Simone then. Nothing against Rice Miller. If you like Nina Simone.
Yeah, she's great.
I am a huge Nina Simone fan.
What was that?
No, it doesn't matter what you got.
I don't remember.
It doesn't matter what you have because I got this.
Okay. Oh, yeah, sure.
Big Mama Blues.
Yeah.
Montrose, 1962.
Hey, Lord of Mama.
I want to thank you so much for coming in all seriousness.
Thank you for having me. This has been a great, great night.
Am I as strange as you thought I was on the bus?
No, I'm sure you Did thought you put, I was really weird.
No, I thought you were hot. Did you believe me when I told you what I said what I did?
No, I definitely did, but I was also like, well, I wonder if I'm obviously on drugs to him. I don't think he'll take me seriously.
Well, if you were on drugs and didn't offer me any, then guess where you're going during the commercial break?
Right,
Over my knee. Yeah.
I know.
Again, you know, and this time you have to wear the heels.
I know. Yeah, exactly. I didn't share.
By the way, I'm 6'3 in heels.
Oh.
By the way, boys and girls of all ages, we're talking with Mary Birdsong from Reno 1911 next. Thank you so much. This has been a thrill.
It has been a pleasure.
1-800-878-7529. Sirius and XM Radio 9, XM Channel 93. Once again, it's Health Food Sunday on Sirius and XM Channel Radio 93 with Sports Overnight America as we drink cranberry juice with our vodka.
Oh, yeah.
This is Sports Overnight America. Thanks again to the great Jendon.
You're gonna do.
Entertainment centers all over the Midwest have turned for decades to Moss Distributing of Des Moines. That's right, if it's a coin-operated, swipe card-activated, and it's providing amusement, chances are it's from Moss Distributing of Des Moines. Moss Distributing has the latest in video games, jukeboxes, pool tables, to name just a few. All over the Midwest, businesses turn to Moss Distributing. For the best in sales, service, dependability, and experience, Terry Moss and Moss Distributing of Des Moines. Go Iowa Hawkeyes!
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish.
Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Flags up! Now that I have your attention, it's time to address how you call yourself a fan. Tell me, Lieutenant, just how long have you been a fan of your favorite team?
All my life, sir.
And you, Cadet, do you fly a flag of said favorite team?
No, sir.
And you, are you aware that Heartland Flagpoles and Custom Flags has every flag from every team, for every sport, almost, and offers free shipping when you buy online?
I am now, sir.
Good. Then immediately following this commercial, you are to visit HeartlandFlagpoles.com and order a flag today. Do I make myself clear?
Sir, yes, sir.
Dismissed.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
I once loved two girls at a time. Kate and Edith both were mine. I learned that what they say is true. You can't have Kate and Edith too.
All right, boys and girls, it is the Chris Townsend Show. Do not adjust your sets. Do not adjust your volume. I, in fact, am not Townsend, quite obviously. I'm Jerry Burke, the producer of Disaster. A couple inches taller, much better looking. I'm a lefty, he's a righty. You know the whole routine. Now, by and large, this is a sports show, but you do know once in a while they let us divert from that. I now bring to you a woman I've tried to get to go on a date with me for the last 6 months. My favorite 99 Cent whore and the star of the current smash here in San Francisco at the ACT Theater, Tales of the City, Mary Birdsong. Otis Bird.
Hello.
How are you doing today? Thank you so much for doing this.
Thank you.
Oh, no, by the way, for those of you who are considering calling right now, we're recording this earlier in the day in the green room of the ACT Theater. So if you do call, I'm just sitting around drinking a martini, smoking a cigarette. I'm not answering the damn phone. So just enjoy this and put it away. Now, if you don't know who Mary is by Tales of the City, if you're anything like me and was a Reno 911 junkie, this is Officer Kimball.
That's right. The
best looking one of all, well, next to Thomas Lennon. The best looking of all the officers
on
Reno.
He's got the best legs.
He does have good legs. He did have good legs.
He has amazing legs.
I know, and I noticed that when I saw him on Viva Variety once.
I was actually, here's some trivia. I was on Viva Variety as well.
Well, I didn't. I know you were on The Daily Show. You did that great segment about the guy who shot the snowman.
Yeah, yeah.
Which was one of the funniest things
I love
ever
that
saw.
Guy.
With Jon Stewart?
We're actually still dating. No. The wonderful Kentuckian who shot him himself in the leg. I was on like one episode of Viva Variety in a sketch they did called French or Gay. So they would just sort of shout out different celebrities, and you had to
go with French or Gay. My favorite one is they got up there and they were talking about the medicinal marijuana and all the things it was good for. If you wanted to put away a couple extra bags of Cool Ranch Doritos that were sitting around your apartment, if your parents are force feeding you Dark Side of the Moon, things like that. And of course, growing up in the 70s and 80s, I was a big fan of that. So you've been in San Francisco now for. This is
what's today? The 8th?
Yeah, today's June 8th. So you got here
this almost 2 months.
Okay, now you're from Mary's from Long Beach Island.
That's right. Okay.
And I got my face slapped by my girlfriend Katie Sweeney back in 1981 on NLBI.
A lot of guys did.
Yes, but you know, she only dumped me a week later because of that. Now you're in Los Angeles now, right? Or Hollywood Hills.
Well, yeah, mostly in Los Angeles. Okay. I'm in a little bit of denial about it, but
yeah, I saw you were subletting your place. How'd that work out, by the way?
It's
And well, how do I get a place for $1,200 a month? No, I'm serious, because I mean,
you sublet my apartment.
Yeah, that's cheap around here. $1,200 a month. It's a parking garage around here.
It's pretty sweet, which is part of the appeal of being on the West Coast. Because in New York, for that, like
up here, it's a lot more expensive up here. Trust me.
Oh yeah,
me. But anyway, how are you liking San Francisco?
I love it. I really love it. And hey, Tom, this is Tom, our stage door.
Tom, we're doing an interview for the Speed of Tape tonight, but we're not going to edit you out or anything like that. So if you just want to say hi to the world right now, say hi.
Hello, world.
That's Tom, ladies and gentlemen. Cool glasses, guy.
He's also a jazz aficionado.
Really?
Right on fat.
Same birthday as Miles Davis. But anyway, you said, thank you, May 25th. You didn't get me a card in any event, so
I'm heading for the head. I'll be right back.
God, I love live radio. So you're out in California right now. You're going to be in San Francisco until July 24th.
Yes, it might even be July 31st. We'll see.
Okay, so I hope you...
Because they've already extended it to July 24th, and we'll see what happens beyond that.
Did you bring warm clothes?
Yes, I did.
You did, because summer's coming here. If you haven't noticed, it's starting to get cold around here.
I know.
Have you ever spent a summer here?
Have I? I don't think I have. I've been here in the fall. I've been here in the winter.
Right. When it's nice and or raining.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, well, Mark Twain was right. I'm just telling you right now.
Oh, yeah?
No, he was. I swear. I grew up in Massachusetts, then in Pennsylvania. Never as cold as I was in my life. I lived in Montreal. I was never as cold as I was here. So, when you're walking out of here after...
Take some getting used to.
You do 8 o'clock shows, you're out here at 11, you walk to your hotel at 11. Oh, yeah, you'll be freezing your ass off.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're going to be like, son of a bitch, a Burke, freezing my ass off. You warned me, so you're going to be freezing your ass off. So, listen, right now you're running in Tales of the City. Now, why don't you tell everyone basically what Tales of the City is about Armistead Maupin? A lot of people from around the country right now have absolutely no clue who he is right now. So, why don't you be the one to give the basic scenario of... Well, you're playing Mona Ramsey.
Yeah.
And she'll get to that part in a second. But why don't you tell everyone what it's
about? I have one of the most fun parts you could have.
And, oh, by the way, and I will say this, Mary Birdsong is now the second woman I have seen topless in the ACT Theater.
There you go.
Judith Light in Wit.
See the show. For nothing else.
And by the way, you have Judith.
For my breasts.
You have Judith Light beaten.
Oh, do you think?
I saw her about 12 years ago.
Okay, this is an interesting full circle thing because you say Judith Light, which seems like a non sequitur.
Mm-hmm.
However, 6 degrees. One of the composers of the show is Jake Shears,
right.
Who's one of the main guys from the Scissor Sisters, which is an awesome rock group. And for whatever reason, Jake Shears is obsessed with Judith Light.
I still have her number.
And she, somebody told him that he was obsessed with her, and now they're good friends.
Really? Yeah, well, it's funny. My childhood idol. A big sports. My childhood idol was Bill Spaceman Lee. I've known the pitcher for the Red Sox, first hippie intellectual in the majors. Guy used to smoke a joint, go and throw a two-hitter against the Yankees. We hated the Yankees. Not one of my best friends.
I have to say I'm a Mets fan because I grew up in South Jersey.
Hi, you're number one.
And my brother was a huge Mets fan.
Hate the Mets, hate the Yankees. Honey, I grew up in Massachusetts. If I didn't root for the Red Sox, they raised my taxes.
No, that makes sense. I actually, not to go all athletic on you.
No, we don't like that even though it's a sports show.
I know, but I have to say... I miss the days when teams were local.
When
the Dodgers were the Brooklyn Dodgers, for example.
Well,
when the guys playing on
they
your team lived
year.
In your neighborhood.
Well, when I was a kid, I thought the guys who played for the Red Sox were just the best ball players in town. I swear to God.
I thought
Carly Yastrzemski, Carlton Fisk, Billy Lee, Dwight Evans, Freddie Lynn. I thought those guys were all just the best ball players.
And when I realized that wasn't the case, I felt like somebody just told me there was no Santa Claus.
Well, the other thing, when we were kids... Every year it was the same 9 guys, or so it seemed. Now it's just, as Jerry Seinfeld said, you're rooting for laundry.
Yeah.
So anyway, we'll get back to Tales of the City. But first off, you are the second woman to have seen topless at the ACT, but you do have Judith Light beat. She is taller than you, though.
Yeah, this is true.
And Wit was a very good play. Nothing against you, Judith. It was a
And it's very interesting when you reveal your boobies on stage. Talk about trying to not take an audience's reaction personally. Because... I mean, any good comic knows, and I worked in comedy clubs for many years as a waitress,
I would see
Dave Attell, Louis C.K., Jim Gaffigan, just geniuses, Ray Romano, just kill one night, and the exact same delivery the next night, bomb.
Fall flat on their face.
And there is no, accounting for it, and believe it or not, it works the same for tits. tonight I literally, revealed them, and then I'm like, ho ho! And then I did a little jeté off the, I leaped off the stage and still nothing. Cricket.
For what it's worth, I was back there in row Q of the orchestra section, and I first thing that went through my mind, nice rack. That was the first thing that went through my mind.
Well, and also to get back to, you were asking me, to tell about Tales of the City. And
right.
it's kind of an uphill battle to expect a huge response about your breasts when you're at a performance of Tales of the City, because it is a book that is that it's all based on a book that was written called Tales of the City,
right? Based on newspaper articles written by Armistead Maupin,
by a guy named Armistead Maupin, who is awesome. He's almost like the gay Santa Claus. That's twice I've mentioned Santa Claus in one interview.
By the way, I'm not gay, but I am willing to learn. Go ahead.
And the books, like he, like you said, originally published them as part of like sort of a serialized thing, right, in newspapers. Just these made-up stories that were kind of based on himself and people he knew.
And people used to line up to buy the Chronicle, and they would sell out of the Chronicle, and there were, like, lines every day.
It was like
day.
A soap opera, but in newspaper form.
By the way, that third voice you're hearing, that's Robin Murphy, my best friend on the planet. Today's her birthday, so I took her to the play.
Robin, it's her birthday!
You know, these were comp tickets, thank you very much, Mary, but as far as she knew, up until the point I opened my mouth, I paid a lot of money for it. please continue, Mary.
So these books have existed since, I think, the 80s?
Well, yeah, they were around for a while.
And then they were made into a very successful miniseries on PBS with Laura Linney and Olympia Dukakis.
Yeah, it won a Peabody Award, didn't it?
I think so.
Well,
and like,
from New England, it's
and
Peabody.
Initially, I think it appealed to sort of the gay community, but it certainly transcended that, because the characters are so well-written and so great at... And so the guy, Jake Shears from the Scissor Sisters, and John Garden, and a guy named Jeff Witte, who wrote Avenue Q, which won a Tony on Broadway, they all decided to make a musical out of it. And Armistead Maupin, the author, said,
Knock yourself out. Put more money in my pocket.
Yeah. And that's what got it all started. And it's it was 4 years in the making.
You know, let me ask you a couple of things about Tales. First off, I have got to get your agent. I have to work with Townsend and give Red Sox and Houston Astros scores at 2 in the morning. You're doing this, and you also have, you're coming out with a flick with George Clooney. By the way, my friend Lisa Boland, I saw Hugh Jackman here a couple of weeks ago, and she asked me why I didn't kidnap him and shackle him to my place until she flew out here. She would like to know if next time you see Clooney, if you can kidnap him for her also as well.
I will do my best.
Yeah, so Lisa Boland in Easton, Pennsylvania, we're on it for you. So how did you get contacted about being in Tales of the City? I mean, it wasn't like an open audition or anything
like that. Yeah, this was unusual. I kind of slipped through the cracks because they were having just an initial, what they call cold reading,
right,
where actors just show up, you get handed a script, you've never seen it before, you've never read it before, and they just want to hear it read out loud so they can kind of see, does this work or doesn't it? And so the director of Avenue Q, which is a big successful musical on Broadway, it's basically like Dirty Muppets.
We're all about dirty Muppets here.
So they asked me to come do, you know, this cold reading, and I had never heard of Armistead Maupin. I'd never heard of Tales of the City. I'd never heard of, you know, of any of the people involved, because I was very ignorant. And I was so tired at the time and working like 8 shows a week on another show. Mm-hmm. And I was so exhausted, and I couldn't think of anything I would rather do less than get up on a Monday morning early, my one day off, of doing musicals and actually do a musical. But so I showed up, and it's like life often is.
Yeah.
I look back and I thank God they asked me 3 times to do it.
Right.
And twice I said no. Oh. Honestly, because I just didn't know really what it was. And I was so painfully tired. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's like, it's never the things that you're like, yes, this is going to make me.
Right.
Those never like work out.
Well, this might, because I'll be honest with you. I'm not a Mary Birdsong groupie. I do enjoy your work, and I've seen things that you've done. But I'll be honest with you, this is the second time I've seen it. The last time I kind of snuck in, you know, halfway through it. But honestly, God, you blew me away.
Thanks.
I mean, I was watching, and put the nice rack thing aside. But I mean, just your voice and your ability to act and everything like that. The acting part, that I kind of understood. But man, you can belt one.
Well, thank you.
I mean, I knew you could sing, but not like that.
And it's just, it sounds like hackneyed stuff that, like, I guess performers say, but it's actually true in this case. Like, the material they gave us is so great, and the other actors are so great. Like, it's kind of retarded how much we like each other. We got together last night and played poker.
You're right, that is corny.
You know what I mean?
How'd you do, by the way?
I didn't do that bad. I only lost $4.
Okay. Well, we're playing for high stakes. We have a guy who comes on our show. His name is Marco D'Angelo. He's a professional gambler in Vegas. He could tell you some great ways to, look, if you want to fleece some of these people, because I don't know what your contract says, and I don't know if you know somebody's making more than you are. You want to make a couple of bucks? I'll give you Marco's number. Marco will make some bucks for you right now. Okay, so you're here in San Francisco through July, or the end of July, hopefully, and then hopefully, great show. I don't think it's going to do well in Middle America.
We'll see.
I can see. I mean, it's if you remember the movie Dogma, the Kevin Smith movie. I mean, they were out there protesting it before they ever saw it, and that made a lot of money for Kevin Smith. So hopefully, if it does play in Wichita,
even if they hate it, that could actually work in our favor.
Come protest this show.
It's scandalous. There are awful, awful things in this.
And you get to see Mary's rack. Although that's not very scandalous.
But I will say this, though. The thing that I like and that I think they've managed to do, and we'll see, you know, once it's like in Peoria or whatever, that it really ultimately is about family and about the families we kind of assemble when we're either, you know, separated from our families of origin by choice or by necessity or by accident, or we're missing our family, or we never had kind of a solid family to begin with. And how we can now choose our families as grown-ups, that's what it's really about.
But there are people around the country who can give a rat's ass to be in that. They're going to say, oh, there's gay people.
Yeah.
Brian. Hey, Brian. Brian, by the way, this is the Chris Townsend
this
show.
This is Patrick Lane who just walked in.
Patrick Lane who went to University of...
Evansville.
Oh, my God. Somebody from Illinois. Patrick's also...
No, he's from Kentucky.
Kentucky. That's right.
Louisville, Kentucky.
Oh, that's right.
Wildcats. Go Wildcats.
Go Owls. I was a Temple Owl.
Oh, you were, yeah.
Yeah, I was. They're not exactly very proud of me. It's me and Daryl Hall and Bill Cosby.
But there's some great figures from Louisville, Kentucky.
Watch this.
Johnny Depp.
Mm-hmm. Johnny Depp is not. He's not from Louisville.
He's from Owensboro.
Oh, and does he really? Again, full circle. George Clooney is from Lexington, Kentucky.
Right. His father was a big Cincinnati newscaster. Matter of fact,
Nick Clooney.
I love Nick Clooney. I've met Nick a couple times. Really super nice guy. Okay, we're talking to Mary Birdsong and
Patrick Lane.
Patrick, who is a Colts fan. I grew up a Baltimore Colts fan. I could never root for them in Indiana.
So I
became a de facto Raven fan because I lived in Baltimore for years. We only got a couple of minutes left. Patrick, by the way, you were fantastic, despite the fact you're from Louisville.
Okay.
Although Hunter S. Thompson is from Louisville, and I love Hunter S. Thompson. You know that? Hunter S. Thompson, Muhammad Ali.
Oh, I knew Muhammad.
Bob Edwards from NPR.
Yep.
Oh, for a second I thought you meant Bob Evans, the Sausage King.
No. He's from Long Beach Island.
Speaking of tales,
Paul Horning and Pee Wee Reese are all from
Louisville. Pee Wee
and Ned Beatty's also from Louisville.
Wow.
See that? I read way too many books in my day. Yes. So listen, let me ask you, before we get out of here, just want a couple of things we want to talk about. First off, we want to thank you for doing all the voiceovers you did for us.
Oh!
Those are fantastic. We still play them. We still run them.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we do.
I thought I only did like two or something.
No, you did about seven of them, and I cut them down to five really
Yay.
Good ones. So people always call up, and they get up there, and they literally say, bullshit, Burke, you don't know Mary Birdsong. And I said, fuck you, I do too. Listen to these.
He knows me intimately now.
Yeah, I do, and I'm gonna edit out the cursing you just heard as well. So. It was absolutely fantastic having
you
with us.
And ladies and gentlemen, he's very handsome. He's got a face made for non-radio.
Yeah, look, I've been trying to get this woman to go out on a date with me for 6 months. Now maybe I can buy her a coffee.
Dodging dates is a sport in itself.
Lady, look at me. Do I look like I'm going anywhere? Stick around. I get to do my real job next. We'll have an update. You're listening to the Chris Townsend Show.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242.
800-614-1242, 800-614-1242, 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Mr. Pink.
Why am I Mr. Pink?
Because you're a f***ing, all right?
Our thanks to Mary Birdsong from Reno 911 to Jen Don. Thank you so much.
Hey, good evening.
And she's seen me naked, and she stuck around. It's only because I pointed her eyes out with a pot. I'm just kidding. Sports Overnight American News next. Thanks again, Jen. Appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. It's been a pleasure.
I know it has.